Oh my goodness. I could talk about this photo for a long time. I'm not going to. I try and keep this short, but this photo, oh man, it really worked. And I'm just so pleased with how this picture worked out. I'm happy with how I got it. I'm happy with the composition. I like the colors. I like the nice sharp in focus butterfly wings. The head of the butterfly is not quite in focus, so don't zoom in to 100% because you might be slightly disappointed. But man, I just couldn't believe how this photo turned out. And when I took this, I was intentional about the process I used to make something like this happen, but I wasn't expecting this particular photo. This is a field near my house, and my wife and I are biking past it with our kids one day, and we both remarked that there's a lot of yellow flowers and a lot of red flowers, and we thought, hey, that'd make a cool picture. And so I returned a couple days later, and I had every intention of just shooting some pictures of flowers. And that's what I did. And I used my D750 shot in live view because I could tip the screen up and really hold my camera down but still get a good idea of what I was composing. Since the subjects weren't moving, it was easy to shoot in live view. Live view on a D750 is terrible for moving subjects, but for still subjects, it's great. And I shot some pictures of flowers, and I liked the dew that was on the grass and the flowers. It was really cool. But then I saw this butterfly, and man, I thought, wouldn't that be awesome if I could get a picture of this butterfly? And I didn't know it would turn out like this, but I'm so happy with how it turned out. I crept really close, and I must have probably been, I don't know, a foot and a half away from it. And with the 50 millimeter lens, you get a nice tight field of view. I shot at f1.8 and then 2.8 and 4 and moved around a little bit. And thankfully, this butterfly didn't leave. So, I was worried it would fly away. And I just tried a variety of different shots. And I wasn't exactly sure, excuse me, how they would all turn out. But I really wanted the butterfly to be in focus. That was my main goal, was just to get a sharp picture of the butterfly. It wasn't until later that I realized all the other benefits of shooting at such a close subject in an area like this, like the foreground and the background elements being so nicely blurred out. And what really does it for me is the dewdrops on the left-hand side and even behind the butterfly. And you've got these huge bokeh balls that are just lighting up the frame. And yet the butterfly is kind of contained in its own element of the frame. If you look at the photos, or if I look at the photos that were shot at smaller apertures, like 2.8 or 4, the bright spots are not as blurry. They're not as big, they're not as blurry, and they're distracting. Here, the main focus clearly is the butterfly on the flower. But in the other photos I took at smaller apertures, the focus was kind of all over the place because of the bright specks on the left-hand side. Here, there's no doubt. And so I compromised a little bit. The photo isn't quite as sharp as I would like. Still plenty sharp, but if you zoom in all the way, you'll see it's not quite as sharp. And I guess we're kind of nitpicking at that point. But man, the trade-off is so worth it to me to have everything else so nicely out of focus, especially the blurry dewdrops on the left-hand side. I had a lot of fun taking this photo and seeing the results from it. And it reminded me of an earlier photo I took 5 years ago, and you can see it on the blog. I've linked to it at the bottom of the blog post. And it reminded me of how far I've come and how much better I am at looking at the whole scene, at looking at light, looking at the angle from which I'm photographing my subject, a lot of different things. Not that the first one's bad. It's just it's a reminder of how far I've come, and I really appreciate that.